that she would be married either to one of the Muto boys or to himself. His older brother was already married to the only Muto girl in their generation. They did not use names much, just the common ones, Taro, Jiro, Saburo. When they became elders, they would be given names that meant something to the tribe. Jiro hoped he might be called Shintaro, after the famous assassin who had died in the failed assassination that had brought the dog to the attention of the tribe. He was thinking about this as he began to limber up. It was already very hot. The training room had a wooden floor, but the walls were plastered and painted white. If you could maintain invisibility against a stark, white background, you could do it anywhere. It had been believed that it was impossible for Shintaro to fail. He had murdered hundreds flawlessly throughout the three countries, yet the dog had heard him and he had been apprehended. He had immediately bitten into the poison capsule, aconite encased in wax, which they all kept at the back of the jaw where the molar tooth had been extracted to make space for it. His death had sent shockwaves through the tribe, even as far away as Maruyama. There were few families in the West. Their father feared that